and the time. It's 6 a.m.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a non-for-profit station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on the frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in the years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call us at 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Kent Davies speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Winnipeg, Manitoba, on occupied Anishinaabe Aking, the homeland of the Métis and the historical territory of the Nahiyawak and the Nakota.
Good morning, friends. I'm Ron Robinson.
And I'm Carol.
We are the Saturday Morning Show, here for you from 6 until 8. And after that, it's Green Planet Monitor.
That's right.
Following that, Mud Puddle Radio at 9. This half hour, Carol on the roof looking for ancient radio waves. I've got a quick get you started with the age doesn't matter unless you're a cheese. A little something in the way of help and guidance from Dear Mary and all the book pages. Best of the year. Well, Carol, I came too early to ask for the weather.
Well, I'm just finishing off your introductory music there. I'll just check. It is 6 o'clock weather, and unlike last week when it was minus 21, this week, zero. Barometric pressure, 100.1 and falling. Humidity, 90%, because maybe everything's melting. Wind coming from the southwest at 14. The wind chill, minus 4, but we didn't really feel any wind chill, did we?
No.
No. Today, a mix of sun and cloud, but a 30% chance of flurries or rain showers early this morning. So if we get some rain, watch your feet. It might get slippery on the sidewalks and on the streets. Watch where you're driving, I guess, as well. Wind coming from the west this morning and a high of 4 today.
Right you are. Taking a look then at our easy listening hit parade to start the morning for you. 40s and 50s this morning. The word is sincerely, Carol.
Sincerely.
Something like that.
Yes. Okay.
Written 1954 by Harvey Fuqua, whose uncle, Charlie, was one of the original Ink Spots.
Oh, really?
And Alan Freed, the disc jockey, who became the Pied Piper of rock and roll. So they got together, Bingo Bango and a Bongo, lead singer of the R&B doo-wop group The Moonglows, Harvey. McGuire sisters, who at the time were part of Arthur Godfrey's troupe. Stylistically far removed from rhythm and blues, also recorded sincerely.
Yes.
This was the hit.
So
Fire Sisters from your Easy Listening Hit Parade, as I mentioned. Everybody wanted to record it. Moon Glows as well by the McGuire Sisters.
Listening.
The McGuire Sisters. Phyllis, Christine, Dorothy got the number one hit and million seller in 1955.
Right.
7 minutes after six. Time then. Age doesn't matter unless you're a cheese. So we open it and we turn to... We're in the section of life, Carol, on this page. Oh, death and immortality.
Isn't
on
the next thing about
on,
life?
No, this one. The next page is death and immortality.
Oh.
Let's start with life, then.
Yes.
Let's talk about life. Yep. There is a delicate irony in the fact that my first wife introduced me to my second.
What?
Irony or plan? It is what each man must conclude for himself. As hard as he tried, this man cannot believe in divine intervention. And still, he cannot credit everything to happenstance. Somewhere there lies an answer. I hope one day to find it. Actor Edward G. Robinson.
Oh, man.
Oh, come on. Yeah. And death and immortality. A woman of 90 said to Monsieur de Fontenelle, then 95, death has forgotten us. Shh, said Monsieur de Fontenelle, putting his finger to his lips.
Right.
Related by writer Sebastian Roch Nicolas Chamfort. From... Age doesn't matter unless you're a cheese.
Who was in These Tender Grapes? Or whatever the title was.
Edward G. Robinson.
Yeah, I thought
played
so.
The old dad, yes.
Yeah, tender.
He could do anything.
He could.
Yep.
As well, he did Soft Shoe or something too, didn't he?
Oh, not
maybe
that I
not.
Know of.
Okay, never mind.
James Cagney, big time. But
oh, yes, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
It was a hoover.
Yeah.
No, Edward G. Robinson could be, do anything, could be in anything. He even ended up in Soylent Green, I think. Yeah. He was.
It's been a long time since I've seen that.
He was one of the ingredients. 609. 609.
Yes.
Time for a little something then from the season. A CD called "The University Singers Present Songs of the Season," Christmas carols and Hanukkah songs. So I have chosen "Noël c'est l'amour," which is Christmas is love.
Yes.
You knew that.
Yep.
I'll read you a little bit, shall we, before we hear the en français?
Yep.
En français.
Okay.
Christmas is love. Come sing, my brother. Christmas is love. It's an eternal heart.
Sure.
from the University Singers present Songs of the Season, Christmas Carols, and Hanukkah Songs. Boy, that goes way back, too, under the direction of Henry Engbrecht.
Oh, at right.
613.
We know someone who studied under him.
So, Carol McKibben,
we know somebody who was his daughter, too.
Any chance at the jumbles, sir?
Oh, sure. How are you doing? How's your coffee situation?
Okie dokie.
Your brain, are you awake? You read something about age? You're all right. Okay. C-A-N-K-K.
Knack.
Yes.
And How to Get It.
Yeah.
Wonderful movie.
The Knack.
1960s.
Yes.
Michael Crawford.
With Rita Tushingham.
Tushingham and Michael Crawford.
Yep.
As a dozy 20-something.
Yep.
Horny soul. 6:14. Time then, Carol McKibben, if you would just put on, don't even bother with your overcoat, just stand on that chair.
I don't need overcoat.
Looking. No, you don't need overcoat. Yeah. Go for something. Carol goes looking for ancient radio waves. I'm sure we can find something.
If it doesn't.
From the past.
Senators and representatives, I have the distinguished honor of presenting the President of the United States.
President, Mr. Speaker, members of the Senate and of the House of Representatives, yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. The United States was at peace with that nation, and at the solicitation of Japan, was still in conversation with its government and its emperor, looking toward the maintenance of peace in the Pacific. Indeed, 1 hour after Japanese air squadrons had commenced bombing in the American island of Oahu, the Japanese ambassador to the United States and his colleague delivered to our Secretary of State a formal reply to a recent American message. And while this reply stated that it seemed useless to continue the existing diplomatic negotiations, it contained no threat or hint of war or of armed attack. It will be recorded that the distance of Hawaii from Japan makes it obvious that the attack was deliberately planned many days or even weeks ago. During the intervening time, the Japanese government has deliberately sought to deceive the United States by false statements and expressions of hope for continued peace. The attack yesterday on the Hawaiian Islands has caused severe damage to American naval and military forces. I regret to tell you that very many American lives have been lost. In addition, American ships have been reported torpedoed on the high seas between San Francisco and Honolulu. Yesterday, the Japanese government also launched an attack against Malaya. Last night, Japanese forces attacked Hong Kong. Last night, Japanese forces attacked Guam. Last night, Japanese forces attacked the Philippine Islands. Last night, the Japanese attacked Wake Island. And this morning, the Japanese attacked Midway Island. Japan has therefore undertaken a surprise offensive extending throughout the Pacific area. The facts of yesterday and today speak for themselves. The people of the United States have already formed their opinions and well understand the implications to the very life and safety of our nation. As Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy, I have directed that all measures be taken for our defense, but always will our whole nation remember the character of the onslaught against us. No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people in their righteous might will win through to absolute victory. Believe that I interpret the will of the Congress and of the people when I assert that we will not only defend ourselves to the uttermost, but will make it very certain that this form of treachery shall never again endanger us. Hostilities exist. There is no blinking at the fact that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger. With confidence in our armed forces, with the unbounding determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph. So help us God. I ask that the Congress declare that since the unprovoked and dastardly attack by Japan on Sunday, December 7th, 1941, a state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
President Franklin Delano Roosevelt from the day after, I guess, the attack on Pearl Harbor with the sinking of the USS Arizona, which is now a memorial there. I saw a picture the other day, and there was still an oil slick. And there were 2,403 people killed at Pearl Harbor.
But you think it's an oil slick from the war still?
Well, it's where the Arizona is.
Wow.
At 6:22... Say, I saw something in the paper, and it's sort of an automatic, and that's that Miracle on Mountain that the Free Press does every year, which is the Christmas cheerboard. And then you realize, well, there's no sense putting it in the mailbox.
Well, true.
And there isn't going to be any sense in putting it in the mailbox if today is,
right.
Don't tell me, December the 7th.
That's correct.
Ergo, kumquat.
Yes.
I always like to Put some money in the pot there in memory of my dad, Des Robinson, because that's the kind of thing he would do. So it says you can donate online through CanadaHelps.org.
Sure.
CanadaHelps, one word, .org. Took me a while because it's a pull-down menu. Being old school, like pencil and paper, it took me a while to find the Miracle on Mountain. There are a million charities under that heading.
Well, there are
and
many.
Some have the word miracle in them.
Oh, dear.
So take your time then, or...
I think you can filter Winnipeg or Manitoba or something, so you get, you know, Bear Clan and...
Well, I'll say CanadaHelps.org.
Yes.
Please use pull-down menu. Apply your donation to the Miracle on Mountain Fund. You can also send a donation directly by e-transfer, which I am slowly coming to, donations@christmascheerboard.ca. Donations at, and then Christmas Cheerboard is one word, of course. Donations@christmascheerboard.ca.
Okay.
It says, when the current Canada Post strike is over, we will provide an address to send checks by mail.
Right.
Also on this day, think of war, politics, and the big issues. I see on this day in 43 BC, Marcus Tullius Cicero, Roman orator and politician, assassinated by soldiers of Mark Antony.
Yes.
There's a lot of that, apparently, yes.
Right.
You need to be surrounded by a bunch of bully boys. Fortunately, we don't have to do that anymore, do we?
No.
At 6:24, Kevin McKibben.
Do you have any agony aunt?
I might have some agony aunt for you.
Yes.
I'm looking at...
I'm looking forward to it today. See what you've
Dear Mary, your problem solved, from the pages of The Spectator, from the 12th of July, 2003. My wife and I were disappointed not to be invited to our friend's wedding, as we had spent a lot of quality time with them over the past 18 months or so. Holiday, shooting, meals out, golf, etc.
Oh, dear.
Signed, Brigadier retired, no, etc. Also, the bride had rung up to check our address and had, on at least one occasion, told us that we were invited.
Uh-oh.
After prompting from the best man, which is one of our mutual friends, the groom rang me 2 days before the wedding and explained that it was a tiny wedding of 150! Exclamation mark. But they had had some late dropouts and suggested that we should come along. How should we react? Signed, T.N. London, W11. W11, that can't be very good.
Go, but don't take a gift.
All right, Mary has an answer.
Yes.
You should swallow your pride and accept their invitation.
Yeah.
In the grand span of history, it would be more important that you attended the wedding of these friends than that you temporarily gain some queenie advantage with a snubbing reprisal for their failure to treat you more respectfully. Fellow, I could certainly understand that, though. Imagine, we'd even been shooting together.
Like
Tease, how old is this?
That did it for me.
Turner Classic Movie Channel.
Yes.
Today.
Yes.
9:10 this morning, Bomb of the Jungle Boy.
Oh,
from
right.
1940. Johnny Sheffield, actually, played that role.
Okay.
And it happened on Fifth Avenue, one of me faves. 3 o'clock today, 1947. Two homeless men move into a mansion. You know, because they go elsewhere in the meantime.
Man and his dog.
Yep. Don DeFore. Charles Ruggles plays the chap who knows.
Gelstorm.
He plays the father, actually. Now that I think of it. Isn't that funny? We need the full cast for this.
Yeah.
Anne Harding, who I saw in a real weeper the other day on Turner Classic Movie Challenge. I think she must have been in the silent films. And still a real beauty in 1947 as well.
Yeah.
So 3 o'clock today, then. It happened on Fifth Avenue.
Yeah, love that.
And 11 o'clock tonight, Act of Violence from 1949, directed by Fred Zinnemann. He of Man for All Seasons. Anyways, Van Heflin, Robert Ryan. Oh, I remember this. Janet Leigh. Embittered veteran tracks down a prisoner of war camp informer. So it's, I think it was black and white and grim. That'll be repeated Sunday at 9, part of Noir Alley.
Right, yes. Yeah.
Sunday, then, at noon, Carol.
Yes.
Sunday, tomorrow, noon.
Okay, yes.
It's big. It's big. From Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Came with a book. This LP. The Making of Ben-Hur.
Hardcover.
Yep.
Book.
Ben-Hur at noon. I'll just read you a little bit, shall I?
Okay, sure.
The story of the making of Ben-Hur. First of all, it is a page. First, it folds out.
Oh,
it's always a big sign.
Poster size, yep. Yes.
This is from the president of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Pictures. I believe I have seen every important motion picture made in the last 40 years, and in my opinion, Ben-Hur may well set a new standard for years to come. It is not only a notable contribution to the art of motion pictures, but it is my sincere belief that it approaches the ultimate in dramatic entertainment in any medium. Anyways, it starts with a fabulous story, an immortal hero, a fantastic author. For 80 years, the story of Ben-Hur has never been out of print. Probably no other novel has ever had such influence on so... The entire thing is one big puff after another. Puff, puff, puff. Charlton Heston, gritting his teeth, pulling away at the oar. There, of course, Ben-Hur. That's at noon on Sunday from 1959. 7 o'clock, Born to be Bad, 1950. Directed by Nicholas Ray. I think he might have been... Oh, I'm thinking of somebody else. Nicholas Ray did the directing. Joan Fontaine as a bad girl. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Robert Ryan, ambitious girl, steals a rich husband but keeps her lover on the side. I can't believe that Joan Fontaine would... She seems like such a nice girl.
Yeah.
11 o'clock,
sure.
Sunday night, silent movie. The Life of the Party from 1920. Oh, poor old Roscoe Arbuckle came to a bad end in Hollywood. Roscoe Carnes as well, who didn't know he was in silent movies. Roscoe Carnes, you'll remember from It Happened One Night. He's on the bus and he tries to chat up.
Yes. Claudette
Colbert. No, I like him hot. As he taps away his cigar, and then Clark Gable.
You just want to get rid of him.
Clark Gable puts the frighteners on him,
yeah,
and he
right.
legs it through the forest. Anyways, that's the silent movie on Sunday night, 11 o'clock. The Life of the Party from 1920. 6:31.
Yep.
Something that would suit the season? Yes.
Certainly, yeah.
We are the Eclectic
need,
Circus.
A little bit of...
right. See if you can
seasonal.
Identify this tune.
Okay.
Bye.
I think it was Leroy Anderson.
The Birds Sing, Christmas, Noel. Yes, yes, it's Sleigh Ride by Leroy Anderson.
Right.
Carol Goes to the Head of the Class.
Yep.
From they also do The Birds Sing, the classics, and they did this and they did that. Money to be made if you can.
Well, I think people don't mind the birds so much as when you play the cats.
Yeah, used to say, I've strapped a cat to each foot, and then we.
Yeah.
Actually, what the birds reminds me of the Detectorist when he tries to catch
a little frog.
No.
A bird. Oh, the head. A bird.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say jackdaw, but that's wrong too. It's the magpies.
Right. Toby Jones tries to catch him.
So he
a magpie.
Gets a big roll of duct tape and a stick, and he has some sort of butterfly thing. And
well,
he falls
he's got
asleep.
The tent
flap
net
or something. Yes,
from the front of the tent. And he tries to make an...
He is not MacGyver, in other words. Highly recommended, The Detectorist. We all got together and watched the first three episodes again the other night with a family get-together.
Yes, your sister, your niece was quite taken
with it. She's
hooked
now. She's hooked.
Yeah, she's hooked. She's
highly recommended. You can watch it for free on Tubi.
Right.
T-U-B-I. Tubi. Yep. A lot of junk there, but as well as The Detectorists.
Yes.
634. The book pages of the Winnipeg Free Press. I'm going to have to look. Well, I'll look it up very quickly for you here because we didn't get our paper today. In fact, the one day this week we didn't get the paper at all.
Yes.
So what I was
and
going
it was
to say.
The day with the ad bag, too.
The Free Press book pages today are the best of the year. Fiction, nonfiction.
Excellent.
So I just happened to, the first shall be last and the last shall be first. I was the first to get the, as
Reviewing.
Required, in.
Yeah.
So, but I'm the very last on the page for the, so it's Work to be Done was my choice by Bruce Whiteman. Poet, translator, cultural historian, book reviewer and lover of language. Bruce Whiteman is sifted and scrutinized 50 years of his critical writings and selected those that still have delight to offer the curious reader. Book is divided into five sections so the reader can jump from the art of poetry to Canlit, from antiquity to Europe, to the world of books. I'll just say there are cover illustrations to help you out with a number of them. Of course, the Sally Rooney new book is there, big time. So they're not in any particular order, except, well, fiction by itself, and then nonfiction. And I said, 1, 2, 3, 4 pages.
Wow.
It is the entire hoo-ha today in the page of the Winnipeg Free Press. I mentioned Sally Rooney. I was looking to see its tiny, tiny print on my little iPad. I think you can either go to your, if you didn't get your paper, you can go to your app
go
for the Winnipeg Free
Press
or get on the phone and say, where
on?
Is my paper? Yes, at 6:36. We'll have to do another jumble. But on this day, in 1889, Gilbert and Sullivan, Gondoliers, premieres at the Savoy Theatre in London. A Little Something for You Then by Doyle Cart themselves. Take a Pair of Sparkling Eyes.
Ah.
Take a pair of sparkling eyes, hidden ever and anon. Heed the mild surprise, having passed the Rubicon, take a pair of rosy lips. Take a figure trimly planned, such as admiration weds, be particular in this. Take a tender little hand, fringed with dainty fingerettes, press it, press it. Parenthesis. Take a brief, you lucky man. Take and keep them if you can. If you can, take all these, you lucky man. Take and keep them if you can. If you can. Pretty little coat, quite a miniature affair, hung about with trellised vine. Furnish it up on the spot with a
treasures rich and rare I've endeavored to defy. Live to love and love to live, you will ripen at your ease, growing on the sunny side. Fate has nothing more to give, you're a dainty man to please. If you're not satisfied, not satisfied, take my counsel, happy man, act upon it if you can. If you can, take my counsel, happy man, act upon it. Happy man, act upon it if you can, if you can, if you can, act upon it if you can, happy man.
David Fields and with Take a Pair of Sparkling Eyes. Take a pair of sparkling eyes was
Wait
a completely
minute.
Different take on it, of course, because that was from the best of Gilbert and Sullivan, the Doyle Cart Opera Company. Very nice, very nice. Done up similar to one of the movies, had the same kind of colors about the two boys. Yes, Gilbert and Sullivan. 6:40. Took you back, did it? Suddenly you're back in high school?
Sullivan wrote one of the, at least one, I think probably several Christmas carols.
Well, he did classical music sort of things as well. Mm-hmm. Never had the same success, of course, but this has Pinafore on it, a bit of Yeoman of the Guard, Iolante, Pirates of Penzance, Mikado, Patience, Gondoliers.
Wow.
Everything gets a little note there.
Yep.
And I was going to say, didn't it take our listeners probably back to their high school days?
Right.
Either in the chorus or bellowing full voice. I stepped out of the chorus myself.
Yes, and
Sir Joseph Porter, KCB, and sang the same verse twice. Have you ever looked down and seen the pianist and your eyes go wide and they just keep
them? What are you doing wrong?
La, 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 la. He'll come back to it and work his way out of it. Da, 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 da. At 6:41, little beads of sweat appeared on my forehead there as I remember that. Carol and Ron were at the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra last Sunday at the Winnipeg Art Gallery.
Yes, we were.
For their City of Song, Winnipeg 150. MC Al Simmons, joined by Sol James, and they both sang.
Yes.
And then the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra did Songs We Knew for a fair amount of Winnipeg performers and artists and composers.
All sing-along.
It was. It was up on the screen.
Behind them. Yep.
Did the best they could. And then at one point,
yes,
we were singing Sandwiches.
We're singing Sandwiches, and I could see somebody walking along. You know, there's
a ramp.
And, well, not a ramp, but above the ramp, there's just a flat area where it's the same height as the stage. And somebody just walking along there with their walker, and I thought, ooh, somebody's lost. And I took another look, and I poked you in the ribs because...
Oh, you get used to it.
It was Bob King.
That's
himself.
Right. With his walker.
With his walker.
It is a ramp, by the way, because I used to ramp my way up there as Prime Minister when we did Cinderella.
Oh, I see.
But Bob
but at
King
that level,
and Al got him to join in,
yeah,
sing a verse of Sandwiches.
Yes.
And he had brought with him 10,
yes,
10 thumb hoo-has.
Thumb things.
Something. There's something in the way his thumb thing. Had 14 or 15 of his albums on it.
Yes.
Thumb drive is the word we're looking for. And so
yes,
they were all gone. So
well,
I went and spoke to Bob.
300 people, well, I guess it wasn't sold
pretty
out.
Close,
but
pretty close.
Pretty close to 300 people there and only 10 thumb drives.
So I went and said hello to Bob, and I said to him, brother for sale. Yep.
And he immediately looked
I
up and said,
I bought from Mom. Him a CD of his Greatest Hits Volume 2. We're going to play a song from that
later.
Next. Last half hour, I think.
Okay.
But it had called to mind, then we must have 5 or 6 CDs. And they're not all kids' songs, because Bob had his ups and downs in life, and He slowed down now, that's for sure, but he's back to live in Winnipeg at a care home. And we're going to go and see him and get, well, he offered us one of his thumb drives. Right. But here he is from, I don't have a date on this, but it's from his CD, Space to Run, as he looks over the future.
I wonder if I'll be alive. I wonder if I'll be living with my parents. If I survive all the way to 25, I hope that I'll still be an awesome dude. Now I learned everything I need to know in school, from how to write an essay to sliding with a rule. And I won't accept a job unless it's absolutely cool, because I happen to be an awesome dude. At 35, I wonder if I'll be alive. I wonder if there'll be fresh air to breathe in. If I survive all the way to 35, I hope that I'll still be an awesome dude. And I hope I never get my hair cut short and start looking like the salesmen who hang around the Viscount Court. 'Cause I just want to play Nintendo and watch my TV sports, because I happen to be an awesome dude.
Awesome dude, he's a totally awesome dude, awesome dude.
At 55, I wonder if I'll be alive. I wonder if the Stones will still be playing. If I survive all the way to 55, I hope that I'll still be an awesome dude. And I hope I'll still be watching MTV. Or will I be into country? Or maybe even the symphony? And will I listen to music that actually has a melody? Oh, then I would not be an awesome dude.
Awesome dude, he's a totally awesome dude, awesome dude.
At 65, I wonder if I'll be alive. I'll wonder if I'll still wear Doc Martens. If I survive all the way to 65, I hope that I'll still be an awesome dude. Or will I just get balder and get fatter? And will I be like my dad and talk about things that don't even matter? But then I'm a step above him on the evolutionary ladder. Well, just as long as I can still control my bladder.
Control his bladder as long as he can control his bladder. Control his bladder.
At 95, I wonder if I'll be alive. I wonder if my wife will call me baby. If I survive all the way to 95, I hope that I'll still be an awesome dude. And I hope I'm not a drooler or a wheezer. And will my wife still think I'm cool? Will I still be fit to please her? And when the little children point at me and call me an old geezer, I'll just say, ha! What do you kids know? You might not know it to look at me now, but there was a time when I was an awesome dude. Banner. Hey, there is a band.
Awesome dude, he's a totally awesome dude, awesome dude.
The awesome dude himself.
We can tell you now.
Bob King.
He's still an awesome dude.
And he's here. He's back. He's living in Winnipeg.
Yeah.
So we'll go see him and get
up for
that thumb drive.
A surprise sing-along.
Yep. That's from Space to Run. I see this came from the Weekend AM show.
Oh.
So we had a duplicate next door at CBC.
I
brought it with me.
Right.
All the others I bought, I want you to know, yes. 647.
Yes.
And 647.
Wake up. I'm Michael White, author of The End of Protest, A New Playbook for Revolution, and you're listening to The Saturday Morning Show, CKUW FM 95.9.
647. So, Carol McKibben.
Yes.
Something to raise a smile, bring a tear, etc.
Oh,
can we
good.
Do both things at the same time? I think it can be done.
Hopefully.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Ah, humbug, everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Well, the meeting will come to order, if please. Are all the advertising people represented here?
Everyone except Amalgamated Cheese.
Well, if they're not here for the Christmas pitch, I can't help them find new ways of tying their product into Christmas. That's why I'm chairman of this board. Let's hear it for me.
Hear, hear, hear!
All right, Abercrombie, what are your people up to?
Oh, same thing as every year. 50,000 billboards showing Santa Claus pausing to refresh himself with our product.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the public has come to expect that.
That's right. It's become tradition.
Fine, fine. You there, Crass. I suppose your company's running the usual magazine ad showing cartons of your cigarettes peeking out of the top of Santa's sack.
Better than that. This year we have him smoking one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Got Santa a little more rugged, too. Both sleeves rolled up and a tattoo on each arm. One of them says, Merry Christmas.
Well, what does the other one say?
Less tars.
Great stuff.
But Mr. Scrooge.
Well, who are you?
Bob Cratchit, sir. I've got a little spice company over in East Orange, New Jersey. Do I have to tie my product into Christmas?
What do you mean?
Well, I was just going to send cards out showing the three wise men following the Star of Bethlehem.
I get it. And they're burying your spices. No, that's perfect.
No product in it. I was just going to say, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Period.
Well, that's a peculiar slogan.
Old hat, Cratchit. That went out with button shoes. You're a businessman. Christmas is something to take advantage of. A red and green bandwagon to jump on. A sentimental shot in the arm for sales. Listen.
Deck the halls with advertising, fa la 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 la. Why you can be enterprising, fa la 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 la. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 bars of soap,
3 cans of peas,
2 breakfast foods, and some toothpaste on a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
5 tubeless tires,
4 quarts of gin,
3 cigars,
2 cigarettes, and some hair tonic on a pear tree. Chestnuts roasting.
Say, Mother, as sure as there's an X in Christmas, you can be sure those are Tiny Tim chestnuts roasting. Tiny Tim chestnuts are full-bodied, longer-lasting. This visible shell protects the nut. Now with XK29 added for people who can't roast after every meal.
Tiny Tim, chestnuts all the way.
Tiny Tim's roast hot like a chestnut hot. And they are mild, 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 mild.
Get the halls with advertising, fa la 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 la. Tis the time for merchandising, fa la 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 la. Profit never needs a reason, fa la 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 la. Get the money, it's the season. La, 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 la.
Words to live by, Cratchit.
For you, maybe. Can't you just wish someone a Merry Christmas for the pure joy of doing it?
Why? What's the percentage in that? Let me show you how to make Christmas work for you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And please buy our beer.
There you go, Cratchit. That's Christmas with a purpose.
I know, but wait a minute. Don't you guys make enough profit the other 11 months? Christmas comes but once a year.
Funny thing you should bring that up. That's exactly the point I was about to make. Hit it, boys.
Christmas comes but once a year, so you better make hay while the snow is falling. Oh, that's opportunity calling you.
Jingle bells, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Rub your hands, December's here. What a wonderful time to be glad and merry.
Just so you're mercenary too.
Buy an ad and show all the toys. Show all the toys up on the shelf.
Just make sure that you get a plug. You get a plug in for yourself. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better cash in while the spirit lingers. It's slipping through your fingers, boy. Don't you realize Christmas can be such a monetary joy?
Well, I guess you fellas will never change.
Why should we? Christmas has two S's in it, and they're both dollar signs.
Yeah, but they weren't there to begin with.
Huh?
The people keep hoping you'll remember, but you never do.
Remember what?
Whose birthday we're celebrating.
Well, don't get me wrong. The story of Christmas and its simplicity is a good thing. I buy that. It's just that we know a good thing when we see it.
But don't you realize Christmas has a significance, a meaning?
A sales curve. Wake up, Cratchit. It's later than you think.
I know, Mr. Scrooge. I know.
On the first day of Christmas, the advertising's there. Cards.
And commercials on a pear tree.
Jingles here, jingles there, jingles all the way.
Dashing through the snow in a 50-foot coupe. O'er the fields we go, selling all the way. Deck the halls with advertising, what's the use of compromising? Fa la 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 la.
Dan Freeberger.
Excellent.
This green Christmas at 6:54.
Yes.
Should have told Terry O'Reilly we were playing that. Terry O'Reilly, who does Under the Influence on CBC Radio.
Right.
And he'll be on again this morning, I'm
yes.
thinking.
I think he's a big fan of Stan Freeberger.
Oh, he is. Yeah. 11:30 this morning on yep. CBC Radio. And it's also on Thursdays at 11:30
right.
before lunch. It is 6:55, and I wanted to mention the Winnipeg Sings, because it was the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra. Their next concert will be the Nutcracker, Ellington, and Elf.
Oh, excellent.
So WJO getting a little nuts this Christmas, a rendition of the Duke's classic Nutcracker suite. If Sugar Plum Fairies and Waltzing Flowers weren't enough, our second act features Buddy the Elf. As he journeys from the North Pole to New York City. Remember that, the movie? Yes, a very swinging soundtrack.
Yes.
Special guest, Quinn Green. So that's December 19th. I'll repeat that. December 19th, 1 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. at the West End Cultural Center. So tickets, Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra, one word, winnipegjazzorchestra.com.
Good.
At 6:55. Well, there are other approaches to Christmas that are not quite as traditional as
okay.
Stan Freeberger. And here's my favorite.
That I remember well. It was something in the stars that was new enough to tell there was something going down. So we set out for a foreign land with no idea what we just might find. 'Cause when you're following a star, you have to walk at night. Sounds crazy even now. And still the search goes. My way back home, and I can't go back.
kind of sage, you know, it makes me laugh. I don't know what I'm not, barely know what I am, if you know what I mean. Everybody can remember when they had to stop and start all over again. It was something about that boy in Bethlehem. I will never be the same. And still the search goes on for my way back home. 'Cause I can't go back the way I've known. 'Cause now the road for me has changed. Nothing seems to look the same. Don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining.
Sage at 6:59.
Well, you sang along with that here in the studio very nicely.
Well, it's on a variety of CDs. This one was Starry, Starry Night, which had Lorena McKennitt on it, Tom Jackson, Roger Curry in the Winnipeg Youth Chorus, Heather Bishop, Tracy Tall. Oh, Fred Penner. We'll come back to him because he's with the Hoosley Ukrainian Folk Ensemble in, what, about January 6th or so.
Right, right.
I'm Ron Robinson.
And